good day coming around the corner, sitting down at his desk as Grandmaster Doug Steffen. There he is, checking on the cows because of the thunderstorm.
Actually, more Charlotte wants to jump in my lap here. That's what happens during these thunderstorms. Good summer thunderstorm, though. I don't like thunder and lightning myself.
Some people find it wonderfully comforting.
It is. Yeah, everybody's got their own
power of nature.
We don't get them in the morning too much here.
No, it's very unusual to have them in the morning. Yep. Roberta, the power of nature.
Yes, the power. I'm a power of nature.
She is Mother Nature.
With Mother Nature, I know that. We have a Queen of Sheep coming up in a few minutes. Roberta, the highlights are?
Of today?
No, yesterday or last week.
It's Freebie Friday.
It's Freebie Friday!
You don't know?
Stuff. We have free food from different places. We have free cosmetics from all sorts of places. Lots of free stuff.
Okay. We have television news. Jennifer has some news on some of those soaps you thought were going away.
Not so fast.
All right, Richie.
Yes, sir.
This supplies, this is television, but it's also sort of the human interest side of things. If you go to our video of the day at DougSteffen.com today, you will see Taylor Lautner. He's gotten himself together with Will Ferrell, and they've put together a rather interesting website for a trailer to a sequel of Field of Dreams. And it's
lockout.
Pretty funny.
Field of Dreams lockout.
Yeah. There is Dennis Haysbert in there. Remember him as President Palmer?
Yeah.
Ray Liotta's there. And a lot of people you'll recognize. It's called Field of Dreams 2, The Lockout.
It's kind of like the football season.
Yeah, football at DougSteffen.com. Now, there is also at DougSteffen.com today, I was sort of torn as to whether I wanted to talk about this because it's not very positive or something that's good. How about we do good news first, and then we'll take a shot at something that might not be construed to be particularly positive, all right?
Good news blown in your window.
So, good news, part two on this Friday. This is... this is from a town in India. This story comes from a town in India. I'm going to spell the name of the town because I would never, ever, ever, ever be able to pronounce it. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's how you spell the name of this community in India where the good news comes from today. Okay. T-H-I-R-U-V-A-N-A-N-T-H-A-P-U-R-A-M.
Wait, no, you're going too fast. T-I-R-U-V-A-N.
T-H-I-R.
Here.
U-V-A-N.
U-V-A-N.
A-N-T-H-A.
Anta.
P-U-R-A-M.
P-U-R-M.
Purum.
All right, so now pronounce it, Roberta, all together.
Thiruvananthapuram.
There you go.
Duh.
Thank you, Jen, because you wrote it down. You were smart.
Yeah.
Sheesh. So hard about that.
Yeah, right.
Thiruvananthapuram.
So in this town, a huge treasure has been found in a temple, a Hindu temple.
Somebody who could pronounce the name of the town.
Yes. Somebody actually could pronounce the name of the town. This is sort of like a scene from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Just imagine, use your mind a little bit, and think of, or the, what is that the movie with Richard Chamberlain and, what's her face when she first got started as an actor? Susan.
No, not Susan. The birds. The wild birds, whatever.
Yeah, it's the
Thornbirds.
Well, that's not the movie. The movie is about the treasure that these guys find. It's a movie that's been made 100 times by 35 different people. Mm. Anyway, you get the idea. It could be out of a scene from an Indiana Jones movie, as far as that's concerned. Gold, silver, jewelry, coins, stones worth billions and billions and billions of dollars has been discovered in this below this Hindu temple. And so what they're trying to do, I guess actually it's worth about 11 to 12 billion
dollars. Billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Wow.
Archaeological officials are examining the discovery to determine its actual value. The vaults were under the Sri Padmandamwamy Temple.
Easy for you to say.
It is not. Anyway, there are reports that people have thought for years, but they didn't dare go look for this. The rumor has been around for a long, long time. There are things in this, like an 18-foot-long necklace of gold that was first made in 1566.
Wow.
All right?
Oh, King Solomon's Mines is what you were
thinking. King, that's right.
It's Sharon Stone.
Yep, Sharon Stone. That's okay. Right. Yep. So this treasure has created a, as you can imagine, a very intense interest in this area. So the police now have had to have, they put round-the-clock watches here to keep the people from all over the world that have heard the story of this. Now that it's true, you know as well as I do, there are people trying to get it. It's $11 billion. It was only supposed to be $5 billion under the Vatican, right? How much money is, how much treasure, loot and stuff do they have in under the Vatican? I've heard of $5-6 billion
right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but twice as much. So does that mean the Hindus are twice as valuable as the Catholics?
So who discovered this? Who will get it?
Well, that's not clear. I'm looking at a news agency story. The archaeological people who actually found this, would they be the ones entitled to it? Or is it the Hindu temple that's entitled because it's under its ground?
Right.
Or is it the government that's entitled to it? Or is it
was
the
that still a working
people?
Temple or was it an archaeological site?
Apparently, it's. I don't see that it's not
owns the property.
Hindu temple, so it's got to be the Hindus that'll own it. Right? It's
I
underneath.
Guess
so. I tried to. It's PADMANABHASWAMY. Whammy. It's the whammy. It's the P whammy temple.
So it's in India.
That's good, Rich.
Okay. So I would ask our politicians. I would ask our politicians to look at any.
See if there's anything under the White House or the Capitol Hill.
No, well, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of stuff under there.
Right.
But to see if there's any, how much money are we giving to that government in assistance
to India?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
Shut it off.
Right.
Go see these guys now.
Right. See if we can use over to pay down our debt.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting. Bring that up Sunday in the meeting with the president, will you?
See if I can do that.
All right. So we have that. That's actually a pretty good story, right?
And interesting.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Rich. Well, you give me some credit for coming up with interesting items. And that is what my job is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So the next thing, the wrinkle up next for our consideration, question, in fact, surrounds this item. If you found out that your child was involved in a crime, if you go to DougSteffen.com today, you see the story of a bunch of teenagers who got themselves involved in something that was pretty sticky. If you found out that these parents who saw their teenagers taking part in the ransacking of a convenience store.
They ransacked a convenience store and was just shoplifting everything that they could find. Like 20 kids walked into this convenience store and just mauled it. Yeah,
and the parents turned them in.
Yeah.
Parents turned them in.
So,
turned them in.
Three of the parents, there's one mother, saw the video from the security cameras of the convenience store on the news that night and saw her son and her daughter, her 13-year-old daughter and like her 15 or 16-year-old son.
Yeah.
And she said, I slept on it, and when I woke up, I decided I was going to call the police and turn them in.
I would do that, absolutely.
I told the kids what I was going to do, and she says, I was sick to my stomach. She said, really? This is what you do when I'm not looking?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But how else are they going to learn? If she does turn their head, what lesson is that for them?
Exactly.
There's no lesson in it.
So the question here at 800-510-8255, the moral dilemma, is what you would do under the same circumstance. If you found out one of your children, or more than one in this case, as Richie just explained, was involved in a crime, would you turn them in? A, this is the poll today at DougSteffen.com. A, absolutely, they'll never learn. If you don't turn them in, B, maybe, depending on what the crime is, C, I'd have to hear their side first, or D, no, never would I go against my family. So those are the choices we put at the poll. There may be another one that you're thinking about. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Certainly something worth considering, given the reality of what this mother and these other parents confronted. Again, the stories at DougStephan.com, the polls at DougStephan.com, and your thoughts are at 800-510-825-517 after on Good Day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
All right, so here's the question. We have this story at DougStephan.com. There are six different robberies that took place here last week. Actually, it was Sunday night and Monday morning. Police have closed in on these teenagers, and there is a question as to whether or not, now that this has become public, if you were a parent and you knew your child was involved in this, what would you do? 800-510-8255. Robert is listening in Santa Cruz, California. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
All right, what do you think? What would you do?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If my kids ever did that, they would want me to turn them in because they would not want to live with me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
But isn't it a reflection? If they do this, isn't it a reflection on you?
I believe so. You know, and the other thing is I would take them back to the Stone Age. I mean, there'd be no TV, no internet, no cell phone. I mean, it would be a corporal punishment in my house.
Corporal punishment. All right. As opposed to Lieutenant Paddle. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. What would you do?
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Music from 1982, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, all about what goes on in one's life, helping
so
you.
Amped up by this song.
And, well, there are a lot of different memories that come out of songs from various eras, depending on your age and your experiences. Most of the time, people who identify these top five song things remember them from their high school years. So let's see if that proves to be the case right here and right now.
We did it for the year 1973 the other day, Doug.
When I was gone, yeah.
When you were gone?
Yeah.
Had two DJs call in. Two
really?
Former these guys were DJs in high
cool.
school or in college
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
And
they were good. They were like on it.
They nailed them, yeah.
All right, well, let's see if you can nail these. The top five songs from this week in 1982 will present the tunes. You listen to them for a little bit, see if you can get them, the titles there, too, and the name of the group or the individual that's responsible for the song. This is number five from this week in 1982. Who is it that's doing this, performing it, and what's the name of it? This is not a difficult song to identify for most people who were breathing, not comatose in 1982. All right, so that's number five. Here's number four. I'm guessing on this list, this is the most difficult of the five.
I'm going to think number one is the most difficult.
Really?
Yeah.
This one's tough. I don't know it.
Yeah. See if you know it. And then you'll call us at 800-510-8255 for the swell prize. If you've never won before in our top five songs contest, give it a whirl. This is number four again, a group. And it's the one-hit wonder group, if I'm not
mistaken. No, not at all. No,
really?
No, they had a handful of hits. But the hard thing about this week in music is there's no juggernaut, big, huge bands.
Coming up number three is the
biggest, most well-known artist. Oh, yeah.
All right, here's number three.
This is the big one.
This made it to number one eventually. Why are people calling already? We don't even have the top. You want to be in the queue? Okay, help yourself. 800-510-8255. It's number three. Not a hard one.
Still stands up today.
Yes. Yeah, well, his stuff does pretty much. Here's number two from this week in 82. This is pretty recognizable.
Wasn't this about the actress?
I don't think so.
All right.
No?
Yeah. Good luck on that one, Jennifer. All right, here's number one.
This will be the hard band. This will be the hard band again.
Yeah.
This is easy, I think.
Really?
Yeah. What do you know, Rich?
Got music? A little bit.
Yeah. 26 past the hour. Okay, quick review from number five to number one. That's number five. Here's number four. Good job, Richie. Number three. Good job of encapsulating the tunes. Number two. And number one.
This one's tough. Number one is tough.
Nah.
Told you.
I used to listen to it.
Number one is very tough.
Yeah.
Roberta doesn't know you know what about.
Told you.
And the squad.
Oh, I know who it is, but it's very tough.
Oh, you're so, well, now you're smart. I don't think it's... I don't think it's tough at all. But then, we all know that you're
but then
host.
Again, you have the list in front of you.
No, I don't. I don't get
no,
so prepped.
No, I do.
Oh.
Doug.
Roberta, I don't want anybody to get prepped.
I know, none of us get it.
We always do. For those of you who don't understand the nature of this program, I know it all. They know nothing. And that's the premise upon which this program
actually
is the whole promise.
We know it all. He knows nothing because he needs the paper in front of him to talk.
Exactly.
We don't.
Yeah. I have ideas that circulate, if you will. And so from that circulation come the ideas. All right, so let's get at it. 800-510-8255. I think I have plenty in my mind, Richie. I don't need paper or four.
There you go.
As it were. Experience is a great teacher. Let's find out what you know from your musical experiences here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, major internet service providers have come to an agreement with entertainment organizations to help fight copyright infringement. ISPs will now issue a series of warnings to customers breaking copyrights, including the suspension of service. While the system isn't actual law, ISPs hope that it will help reduce the violations. In other news, PayPal struck a deal with mobile payment company Zong, which will allow users to make purchases with their cell phones. The service is partnered with major wireless carriers so customers can pay for goods by adding the cost to their phone bill. By combining the service with PayPal, users can make purchases without a bank account. And finally, Apple announced that the App Store has surpassed 15 billion downloads for iPhone and iPad apps. There are now over 200 million iOS users, helping contribute to 23% year-over-year growth. App developers have been paid $2.5 billion in 3 years. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness. Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Today is the day for you to make a big deal out of something in your life. For example, Roberta has lots of big deals. It's Freebie Friday on the Queen of Cheap. What can you do to equal her accomplishment? How big or little it may be, it is an accomplishment. She did the work. She found the freebies, and now she's going to pass them along to you. What are you doing thus far in your day that you can pass on to somebody else? Because you know a day is an important building block of your life, and maybe you look at your life as a building and the bricks, one at a time, at a time, at a time. I kind of look at them that way. It's like any kind of a sports game, right? One play at a time.
Break it down.
You got to break down, and that's what makes this work. My philosophy growing bigger is that you do, if you're, for example, a business, like I'm in business, you're in business, I get one customer new, and I feel really good about a new radio station, for example, or a new advertiser. One step at a time. Is it great to have, like I did this Wednesday, bring in a whole new advertising crew and have them get enthused about what's going on? Yeah, yeah, it's great. But all of those of you who are successful, you got there by the collective is a sum of the small efforts, if you will, that you repeat every day, day in and day out. You got to show up, first of all. That's the first thing. Show up. After that, what do you do with the time that you're given to create things? Do you have a nuts and bolts approach to things? Do you look upon what you're doing as something important? If you don't think what you're doing is important, why would anybody else think it's important? Why would you do it? Why would you go there? Hey, you know, people, well, I can't find jobs. Jobs are tough to find. Yep, you're right about that. No question about it. But you know what I have always thought was a great thing? And you've heard me say this. If I've said it once, I've said it a jillion times. Richie's heard me say this over and over and over again. Start your own little small business. Do something out of the basement, out of the garage. Find something that you really dig, that you like to do, that others have an interest in as well, that you can build a business around. It's not that hard. It really isn't, especially with the tools that are at your disposal today. You have eBay, and you got Craigslist. You can find, I mean, it's amazing.
The internet in general. You can build internet businesses without having a brick and mortar.
Sure. I know a guy... who's been in the junk business all of his life. And he's taken a particular tact with particular trucks, things that the reason I know the guy is because I'm using him as a source for parts. But it was a backyard thing, first of all, Richie. He and his son would dismantle older trucks and part them out. For example, if you had an old 1969 Ford L9000, had a Cummins engine in it, and a great the combination of the Cummins engine and the gearbox that had the rear end was something that was about as tough as anything that was ever made. So very desirable. The truck itself isn't desirable at all. Worth $1,500. You part it out, worth $4,500 if sure. it's worth a nickel. So that's what he does. He buys these trucks for $1,000, $1,500, mm-hmm. and then he brings them to his lot, and he has his son take them apart, and they put them up
on eBay.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a backyard business that will turn into something. Mm-hmm. He'll be able to make a living. He's taught his son, who's a teenager, how to run a business. What the heck's wrong with that?
Well, but more importantly, he taught his son how to be creative to make money, not yeah. to depend on somebody else
right.
to
mm-hmm.
give
exactly.
you a job. That's the most important thing.
His son will never be a recipient of my largesse and your largesse,
yep. mm-hmm.
i.e. collecting. Never will he ever be a collector. So you encourage that sort of thing. That's the way I look at it anyway. Okay. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have presented to you five songs that were the big songs from 5 to 1 during this week in 1982. Richie, would you like to quickly go through them again, or shall we do that? This was 5. Let me get to 4. Your job to identify the artists and the song. That's 4. It's 3. 2. Jennifer was so happy to suggest this was the title tune from a television show. I don't think so. By the way, Jennifer has some important television news about soaps coming up in a few moments. This is 1. Okay. 800-510-8255 is no line you can get through on, but thanks for your interest. Here's Mark. What are you going to say?
I thought that this was going to be a little bit of a tough year because, I mean, the one is the big name, but the rest are just kind of middle-of-the-road guys.
Unlike you, I have faith
full.
In our audience. I have faith
man, I'm impressed.
In the audience.
I'm impressed.
Mark's in Virginia. All right, Mark, let's go through it starting at 5.
All right, Doug. 5 is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Correctamundo.
4 is Heat of the Moment by Asia.
4, good. 3.
3 is Hurt So Good, Rick Springfield.
Oh, so close.
You fell down on that one, but good job to that point anyway. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Tom's in Mobile, Alabama, WABB. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How about, he got the first couple right, so that's a gimme. But we have to give everybody the opportunity to start from the top and go through it. So help yourself, starting at 5.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Correctamundo. 4.
Heat of the Moment by Asia.
3.
Heard So Good by John Cougar Mellencamp.
There you go. Yep. 2.
Rosanna by Toto.
1.
Don't You Want Me by Human League.
Human League. Yes.
Nice.
You
job.
Knocked it. Good job, Tom.
Well done,
now,
Tom.
Tell us when you were a disc jockey.
No, but I just graduated from college in 82, so music is a big thing.
It is a big thing.
Yep.
So isn't it interesting, though? I had this, I don't know if you heard me say this earlier or not, Tom. There's a change. In Richie and I have been talking kind of more off the air than on the air, because there's a sort of trade war going on now between the music trade, that is the radio music trade, and the spoken word radio trade about whether rock on the radio is dead. And if, in fact, you buy that premise, which there's an argument to it. Richie feels strongly that it is in some markets and not in others. For example, here in Boston, we have 2 stations that compete in that marketplace, and between the two of them, they have about an 8 or a 9 share, so it certainly isn't dead here. Washington, they killed what was a great, not a good station, it
great,
was a great
oldie station.
Oldie station.
We have 2 classic rock stations, but they do like this. There's rumors about one of those stations.
Yeah, but it's just, anyway, the point is that in many markets, Chicago, New York, Washington, we're talking now, that these stations that have been purveying this kind of music are going to go away in favor of a spoken word format. And so my thinking here, follow me for a second and see if you think this makes sense. What I'm finding is that, and I use even the Casey Anthony thing this week as the example, where we used to have, when I was a kid and you were a kid, I'd started doing, I had a, in Boston, if I do say so myself, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but I had, on Sunday morning, I did the first countdown show in the 70s, right after Casey Kasem went on the air with the American Top 40. We did a Boston local version of that. Richie, you even have some tape from that show, which I used to do on the first FM rock station in Boston in the early 70s. I did a Sunday morning countdown show. That was the top 30 songs, and it was the most listened to thing in Boston on Sunday morning. And so from that, I thought, okay, music would always be something that we pay attention to on the radio, using that as a benchmark. However, when things come into the focus now in 2011, like Casey Anthony is a pretty good example of it, maybe Elliot Spitzer, maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe Charlie Sheen, maybe, I mean, you can find any number of these things, you know what I'm talking about. They become the conversational hit of the day replaces the number one song of the day. And that's what people want to listen to, especially in the morning on the radio. They want to hear a conversation about these things. Sometimes it's serious stuff, but more often than not, it is the scandalous stuff. That people
There is competition for your attention when it comes to music. You can do your iPods, you can do satellite.
Yeah, right. There's other ways of
Pandora. You can do this, but the radio is obviously there is no competition for gathering around talking about
the big conversation
topic of the day.
Right. So, anyway, and that's what's changed from when you were a kid in the 80s, when I was a kid earlier on. It just isn't the same now. And it's self-serving for me to say this. It's good for me. It's good for my business because I'm going on more and more stations that play music during the rest of the day but want a good personality conversation program in the morning. And because this is not a political show and it's kind of fun, it makes for a good mix as you listen to some of these other. That's how Howard Stern got started. He wasn't on talk stations. He was on stations that played AOL stuff. And the same was true with Adam Carolla, and we can name any number of people who have basically changed. They were the ones who started the change that has affected music stations now.
Tom, do you have an oldie station in your town?
Yeah, we got an oldie station, and then we have a station that says it plays whatever they want. So it's a mix of old stuff and new stuff.
Yeah, you know that's a load, right?
Yeah, but I think rock and roll will never die.
Rock and roll will never die. It will always be. What's that song? It'll go down in history. What's that song? Rock and roll. What's the
rock and roll is here to stay.
Yeah, that's right, too.
Sha-na-na.
Yeah. And actually, it was done before Sha-na-na by...
There we go. There we go.
It was somebody from the Chuck Berry era. Rock and roll. Somebody help me with this, or I'll figure it out in a minute or two. Anyway, Tom, the bottom line here is that you get the prize, all right? Hold on for just second. Hold on. Good man. Rock, oh baby, rock.
Jump back to the Wayback Machine.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. It'll go down in history.
Oh, Lord help us.
Wait a minute, though. But there's somebody. This Sha-na-na ripped off. They ripped off everything. Who did this originally?
Hold on, my God.
Isn't that awful?
I don't know who did, but it should have been you, sir.
No. Uh-uh. No, it was. I can see him. I can see him doing this.
Right, I mean, Sha-na-na didn't do anything.
No.
Danny and the Juniors.
Thank you. Danny Matarano, thank you very much. And the Juniors, they did it. If you could find the original version, it would be very appreciated. All right, we're getting a little
can't help you there.
Short on time here. Strange as it may seem, we get distracted. Amazing how we get distracted by it. There it is. The penny just fell to the floor. Go get it. All right. We better get to the Queen of Sheba. Lots of freebies.
She's the Queen of Sheba.
There she is.
The diva of Tuxedo.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with some reading material for your summer days at the beach. You're just lazing in the hammock or just like kind of sitting on the roof of your building if you live in New York. We get free subscription to Country Living magazine so you can see what it's like if you were out in the country instead of on the roof of your building. And free subscription to American Baby magazine so if you're single and sitting on the roof of your building, you can see what it's like to have a baby. If your name is Dave or David, head over to Famous Dave's on August 14th. This is a head heads up for everybody. Yes, I know it's a model.
Oh,
way.
Famous Dave's is great.
But if your name is Dave or David, you will get a free Famous Dave's meal.
I'm changing my name.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start Famous Dudley's.
And if your middle name is Dave, David, or Davey, you'll get 50% off your entree. Really? Now, what you could do is you could, like, get your birth certificate and Xerox it and then kind of white out your name and type in
absolutely.
David
there's
and
Roberta
show
helping
your birth certificate and get
there
the free meal that way.
Roberta Fasinelli with the ideas, folks.
Hey, if the president can do it, why can't I?
Oh, why not?
Right. Wow. He did it with that birth certificate. It came from Kenya. Nice
we
job,
got,
Rich.
We got free balls for you, free golf balls.
You have them. I know that, Roberta. Please go on.
You can get a free six-pack of Tenta TP golf balls, which is actually kind of nice if you got a golfer around, I guess. Free Quaker oatmeal squares, free popcorn. This is cool. Regal Cinemas is giving away free popcorn all summer. So we have a coupon for you. Free sample of Fiber One brownies or cereal. Now, this kind of has me intrigued. Fiber One brownies. So you can actually eat brownies and it's be good for you. If your hair is like really messed up from too much time at the beach or on the roof, a free sample of Ojan Restorative Hair Sample is inside at Sephora and JCPenney stores. And if your feet are really messed up, Healthy Feet Foot Cream. Got a free sample for you. And reminding you that today is Friday, July 8th, is Chicken Day. Or
Cow Day. Chick-fil-A Day?
This is the day that if you go in a full cow costume, you'll get a free meal at Chick-fil-A.
What
and
an
if you
outrage.
Dress in a partial cow costume, you'll get a free entree.
Okay, so that means if you dress in a chicken costume, you get a free McDonald's?
No,
what does that mean?
No, just
kind of stupid.
So you'll be the back end of the cow dog.
Yeah. These people are crazy.
Why? I think it's a great idea. But I like the partial cow costume. You get a free entree. Like you just put a tail or ears or, you know.
What if you just wear black and white or brown? Will that count?
I guess if it has, like, cow patterns, I would suppose.
All right, hurry up. You got to get Jennifer's television report.
Okay, that's everything.
That's it.
Queen of Chief for Freebie Friday!
Yeah,
and I'm excited.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank that new advertising company that we just signed up this week because they're really...
Yeah. Which one?
Not getting their due this segment, but hey, it's all better for us.
Oh, okay.
Right, more so time for us to talk.
We have time. We'll take the time away from Parsons.
Whatever.
Jennifer,
good
let's
idea.
Get to the news of all my children, one life to live, et cetera.
I know. You don't understand how light my heart feels right now. All my children and one life to live have been saved. Now, in what capacity, we don't know exactly how it's going to look, but Disney sold the rights to Prospect Park, which is going to bring the soaps to an online platform so you can watch the soaps.
The old soaps already in the can or new?
New episodes.
They said it's the same cast and crew from what I read. Is that true?
So
that's
what you read, but some of the cast hasn't said. The cast on Twitter was saying this is the first we've heard of it, but so hopefully they'll be able to keep everybody going. Agnes Nixon is on board, and she's the creator of both One Life to Live and All My Children.
And she's, 93 now?
Yeah, but she's awesome, so let's not make fun of her for being old, Dougie.
I didn't make fun of her. I asked a question. Where did I become the bad guy? I asked a question. Richie, hit that organ again, will you please? Yeah, come on. We can make our own soap opera, the Doug Steffen.
I know.
Jennifer Horn.
All
Roberta
the details,
though,
are up at the website, DougSteffen.com, thedayshow.com.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Also, big news for Charlie Sheen fans. He's got a new TV show in the works.
Three of them left. Yeah.
No.
He has a new TV show?
A takeoff on the movie Anger Management. You remember that one?
Right, yeah, exactly.
With Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
The only problem is no one is stepping up to be the showrunner because he's so hard to work with.
Stay tuned for more exciting travails in the life of Jennifer and Charlie. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Yeah. Talk about radio. Mm-hmm. For the last month or so, maybe month or two, I don't know whether it's me. Maybe it's just me and my sensitivity to those that I have worked with at one point in time in my life. A lot of radio guys are croaking.
Yeah, they sure are.
Have you noticed?
Like,
my God. Scott Kenyon, who's a guy that I knew early on in Ohio, worked. He was in Toledo at a time when I was working in Northwest Ohio. He died. He was in San Diego for much of his career. But I'm looking at this. Every time I turn around, there's another one of these guys that bite in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know, I guess it's sobering one way or the other. I get goosebumps, looking at the story and thinking about it. It is what it is.
Hey, man, we're all getting older.
Who said that? Fire that man.
And people.
All right, so we have usually Tom Parsons in here to talk about travel deals. We don't seem to be able to find Tom, and that's good because it gives me a chance to talk
about it. Nice. We hope you're okay, Tom,
yeah,
but
Tom,
in the meantime.
It's best you're not here because now I have a time to go off on a toot for a minute, which I will do right after these important announcements.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at macys.com/RIS.
All right, one of the things that we pride ourselves with is information trying to help people out. That's one of the big deals here in our timely, useful, relevant overview of the day's happening. So even though Tom is not here, you can find, if you go to the Better Living box at the bottom of the page at DougStefan.com, a Tom Parsons special, a 14-night Hawaiian luxury cruise, Roberta.
Whoa.
$86 a night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I thought you meant like $86 total.
$86 a night. My God, in Hawaii,
$86.
Right.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
right.
Incredible.
You can check that out. There are actually a lot of deals. If you go to DougStefan.com, Tom Parsons is in the contributors box. Click on his picture, and it brings you into the Best Fares deals for Doug Stefan listeners. That's one of them. I noticed with interest, remember earlier this week, I think the day that you were talking about you had to do something different was the day I had to go to, did I leave early to go to that cruise, to look at that cruise ship? Was that this week?
It was last week.
One of the I get a kick out of it. There's some pictures we'll put up on DougStefan.com of me there to help, sort of help promote this Princess Cruise thing I'm going to do in February, going down to some of the areas in the Caribbean that most people don't go to. But the day that I was talking about on the air, somebody from California called their travel agent, and the travel agent then sent an email to me. We don't even have the deal put together yet. I will tell you, though, there's going to be a lot of these Princess cruise ships. I've never been on one before, and I was on that one to sort of case it out for this trip.
I've heard really good things about Princess.
Yeah, a lot of amenities that are on these ships, and they're all the same, too, by the way. They have four or five of them that are pretty much all exactly the same. They are huge. I mean, this is like having a town of 3,400 people.
Right. They're like 18 decks.
Yeah,
they're like
there are. There's 18 decks on this ship.
Yeah.
18 decks.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll have the information in the next week or so on a good day. It's 59 past the hour, and by golly, we've wasted another hour of your